Yes, but
I'd like to know about the stay here in Marathon exclusively pretty much the last during the 60s, except for his visits to Pune. What was there a daily routine that you could tell us from the time you awoke till you went to sleep in terms of how the day was laid out with Baba? Did it ever become a routine?
No.
Was there fixed times
The routine was that we couldn't differentiate between day and night, from where to start his day. Because we know from our viewpoint that it is now getting dusk, now it will be night, and so the night will be there and the morning will be there. But with him, it would be just the same thing. He would be going for rest, no doubt. But then time and again, he'll be up and will be remembering some of you all, or some of the his world of lovers, or somebody like that, and tell us to just remember this, next day write this letter, do that, do that, do that, do that, and so forth. On the contrary, those who kept watch in the night, they would always feel worried, you see, if there was silence and he was not active, because that would create a sort of an atmosphere where we would go, we are about to feel drowsy and just shut our eyes, which is very difficult to keep open when you feel drowsy, very drowsy. So his keeping awake was to keep us awake, it seemed to us. And that's why we wanted him to be active, so that he can give us company. But it's like
that. Yerusha's voice is weaker. Oh,
both. Both, man. Yeah. What do you want to hear now? They want to hear day-to-day routine with Baba. In the 60s, he says, Bas is saying that, well, from the 60s, he was almost most of the time here at Mehrazad. So the routine changed only during the summer months, you may call it, if there is a routine. From March, we marched off to Guru Prasad Pune. There he would be seeing his lovers. He would ask his lovers to come and meet him there and so forth, from different parts of the country, even from the west and all that. So till the middle of June or early July, we'll be at Guru Prasad. And the rest of the time we'll be here. And the rest of the time he comes here in the morning, our morning, he comes here. We had to go and get him there, from there, and that's how that, where is that chair that's gone there, that lift chair, we'll take the chair there. There will be the bell, first of all, that Baba is ready to come here. What time was that usual money? No, it is earlier than that money. What are you talking about, half past nine? Yeah, that's how it is. There's no such thing as fixed day. But usually say it is in the morning. So sometimes you'd be here at 6:30. Yeah. So what happens is that we go there as soon as we hear the bell. Take the lift chair there and we place it there on the veranda. Then he comes out, be there, and then we bring him over here. We put the chair there near the gate. Because he would like to have a stroll. 1, 2, 3, like that. Because of the exercises after the accident. I'm talking about period after his second accident. So while he's strolling, he'll inquire of us, did we sleep well? Did we see any dream? Did we do this? Was there anything new? Is there anything that you have to tell me? Like that, he'll inquire from each one of us. And surely each one had something to tell him. And especially Gustaji would always have to tell him about his fantastic dreams that he had, or he had seen a huge spirit, you know, rising in stature as far as the very dome of the sky and all that sort of thing. Yeah, that's right. Because
you're never prepared for it, and very often you're not in the mood for it. But with the long practice you've had, with his moves. I mean, if Baba was in a humorous mood or a happy mood, depending on his world, depending on...
Then we would also be, we'd be telling jokes, thinking of jokes, doing something, or, you know. But if he was serious, then we were all serious. At least we looked serious, you know. We couldn't. I mean, you didn't then just grin or look happy or think of a joke or something like that. No, it was always his moves, his wishes, his time, his turn.